Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm your host, Laura Coe, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the power of delegation and the myth that I believe most of us have about delegation. What I mean by delegation is twofold, right? I've been talking to you about a series of how business life really transfers into personal life. And look, if you're not a business person, this still, it completely will make sense in your personal life. Everybody is busy. If there's a person out there who doesn't feel like their lists have sublists, which have wish lists, which have second lists, then I don't know. Maybe you should write in and come on the show and talk to us about what you're doing. For the rest of us, people just feel busy. They're trying to get through the list, through the tasks every day. Sometimes you're waking up at absurdly early hours, 5 a.m, to just get that run in. And your day continues on until 11, 12 o'clock at night. You haven't slept more than 6, 7 hours in so long. What's going on with these lists, and why is this the biggest myth in our culture? Here's a few things that we think about when we think about our lists. We think, I just got to get through them. I've got to just heads down and push through and not think about it too hard. If I get, 10 more done today, it's 10 less and I'll get my way through the next day and the next day and the next day. I'm not going to delegate any of this because it's easier for me to just get it done myself, right? This is like the number one problem in the way that we handle our lives. We try to get everything done because in the short term, you're right, it takes a lot longer to delegate it off. And it takes too much time to explain it to someone. And the truth is, in the short term, you're going to get it done quicker, faster, and you can move on to the next thing. This is something that I had to learn the hard way in my business life. I grew my company from zero to dozens of employees. We were a multi-million dollar company. We eventually sold, and I just kept trying to push my way through. I had so many lists. I had hundreds of items. We kept wish lists, and we kept lists for each department. We just had lists and lists. And one day I just woke up in a complete panic because I felt like I was always behind. I was just completely stressed out with my lists. And I thought, as I mentioned, I need to get this done. I need to be the one because I know what I need to get done. I'll just get it done really quickly. The problem is, if you don't learn how to delegate and get out of the way, transfer that information over to others, you will drown and you will eventually become unsuccessful. The same is true in our personal lives. As we get older and we add in, the first dog, the children, the relationship, the house, the second house, the car, the third car, the vacations, the trips, everybody wants to live a big life, which is fantastic. But when you really try to get the tickets to Hamilton and the vacation to Hawaii and whatever else is on your list of things to do, your own happiness, the things that you're seeking, become the thing that take you down. You're up late at night stressing out about, getting your kid the new clothes they need for school and taking your car into the shop and trying to get to work on time and making the lunches and all of these things. They become the problem of your life instead of what you actually were working towards. Delegation, learning how to take everything in your life and think about what you are not going to do and what you are going to do, is the most important part of a business life and your personal life. So I mentioned to you the myths of why we don't do it. There's also a second thing, and I don't think anybody really talks about this one. You have to know what you're uniquely good at. What is it that you should keep and what to give away? As I started to transition things away from myself in my business life, I thought of myself as somebody wearing, 10 baseball hats stacked on my head, and I took them off one by one. But I wasn't sure why I was taking off the one I was taking off. Truth be told, I was really taking off the hat that I disliked the most. So in my case, it was accounting. I just couldn't stand doing the accounting. As soon as we could get somebody to do the books, that one was gone. But then it dawned on me as I removed the next hat, and we had an IT person come in and took over the technology. I was trying to run 10 computers all by myself, and I don't have any background in computer science, that I was removing hats one by one because other people were better at these skills than I was. They did them differently, but they were better than me. They were talented at it. They were trained in it. And although I could get the job done and I knew in my head what it was that I wanted done, the time investment into those people to take those jobs eventually allowed me to be free to do what I was uniquely good at. I realized over time, well, what is it that I'm uniquely good at? Because as an entrepreneur, you think, well, I don't have a specific trade. Well, I was really good at keeping the vision of the company intact and all of the different people doing the various jobs pointing in the right direction. Because if you're a boat and you're moving in a certain direction and people are rowing, you know, different paces, different times, the boat won't move in the direction you want it to. And so similarly in business life, if I don't have all of the team focused towards the goal and the vision, and I can't keep that clear, then people go off in different directions. So I was uniquely good at that. And I realized as I took all these hats off, what is it that I was best at? What was the thing that I was most skilled at? So my job became articulating those things, making sure I could explain them really well, the vision, what we were trying to get done, and keeping people on task, on point, answering questions for them all day long. But it took time and it took an investment on my part to give the information over to people so that they could help me. And I had to let go of my ego because on some level, feeling like I was doing all of these things served my ego. It allowed me to think, well, I'm important because I'm doing the accounting. I'm important because I was taking care of the computers. So I had to let go of the ego that told me, without these things, what are you really even doing, right? Maybe you're not even needed. Recently, I just hired a new assistant to help me out with the podcast and all this stuff. It takes a lot of work to get the podcast, the books, the blogs, posts going. He came in and he had all these skill sets that I didn't even know I didn't have. Working on SEO and how to think about titling and just so many things. By letting go, by transferring information, by telling him the vision of what I wanted, but then staying open to the various things that he had to offer, he actually gave me 10 more things than I even thought I needed when I first brought him on. So delegation is the most important thing. You're not rendering yourself useless. You are transferring information, but it all starts with understanding that you really know what you're uniquely talented at. If that's something you struggle with, you know, I've done a lot of episodes on that. Give me a call, send me a note. I'd love to chat with you about it. It's something that's really hard to get clear on. What is it that you uniquely do? What is your specific genius? What is it that you do in this world that, you know, you alone bring value to? And how do you do that as much as possible? And then in your personal life, it's the same thing, right? What is it that you uniquely do and how can your family support you and how can you delegate off things to other people? Don't try to be the hero. Don't feed your ego. Ask for help. Take the time. Transfer information. Let other people support you as well. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. If you have any questions, as always, you can find me at laura@lauraco.com. And for those of you who have sent a note in, thank you so much. I love reading and hearing from each of you.